Hello, my name is David Cass. I'm the Global Chief Information Security Officer for IBM's Cloud and SaaS Operations. I'm joined today by Len Rosenberg. He's a commercial CTO and Vice President of Systems Engineering for Forescout. Len, thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me.
So today we're really going to talk about IoT and why IoT security is so critical. So I think during this past year, we've already seen some escalating attacks that were linked directly to IoT devices. So why is IoT security critical at this point in time?
Well, I think it's just a matter of numbers. There's that many more out there, you know, by hundreds of thousands, by millions, by, you know, soon to be billions. And what's happening with these devices is, you know, these aren't intelligent devices. These are, you know, devices that are developed with a go-to-market strategy very quickly, sacrificing or even considering any security. But basically what's going on is, you know, it's compiling. The numbers are getting up to a point where now it's hitting critical mass, you know, the launching attacks from these devices and to these devices.
That's a good point. And one of the challenges with IoT is, as you mentioned, there's such a wide variety of products. They're always on. There is no standard, so they're not necessarily secure by design. So how does one start to even think about how you do IoT security?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing to look at is like an audit, you know, understand your risk posture today. What is it? You know, that'll pretty much dictate, you know, what needs to be changed. You know, your risk appetite is going to dictate, you know, how much you need to spend and what exactly needs to be spent where. But that goes back to the beginning, which is basically a security audit, which is based on, you know, some sort of analysis or overall visibility of currently what's connected to the network. And really need to check that on an ongoing basis. But to know at any point in time, really, what's connected to the network is going to be key.
So as part of developing that asset inventory, how do you even begin to do that with so many different devices, so many different standards? What are some best practices that you can share for how do you collect that inventory type of information?
Well, I think, you know, it depends on the type of device it is. You know, an IP device that may have running the IP stack, you know, communicating over IP, it'll be connecting to your wireless infrastructure, to your switching infrastructure at some point. So, you know, you can gain visibility quite easily. I think some of the challenge might be some of these other protocols, the Zigbee and the 6LoWPAN and things like this. But still, all these kind of controller-based IoT, regardless of IP or not, they're going to be touching the IP network at some point, so at least gaining visibility into that point. You know, do I have IoT devices that are IP, non-based IoT, IP devices that are in IoT? You know, just give that full visibility of what they are. I mean, no, okay, that controller might have some number of endpoints behind it connecting via Zigbee or something else or using even 3G. But the idea is that you know that at least that controller is there, which I don't know that people can tell you that this is all their controllers, no less, of course, which is all their IoT or devices connected to their network.
And as we have all of these devices that are connecting in, so you have essentially your endpoints are being redefined by IoT. The last thing you'd want to be is contributing to a massive DDoS or other kind of attack. So what kinds of things can you do to help secure those endpoints in addition to security risk assessment?
Well, I think that's really what 16 was for security. It was sort of a change in the way things were viewed and how things were attacked. For so long, they were attacking individual instances, and then it went back to the day DNS was attacked. That was sort of going after the weakest link, right? They took down Dyn, took down DNS, and took down huge branded .com websites due to DNS, right? So basically, you know, that launch and pivot is becoming something which goes right into the DDoS play, right? Because the idea is that's not the end result of what's going on. That's just the Trojan horse to get them to the end.
Now, we've seen that IoT devices can be used for massive DDoS. What other types of attacks and issues do you think are going to come in 2017 that are IoT related?
My personal opinion, once again, many of these happen in 16, but it's really like the tail end of 16. And I think it's just going to sort of be an increasing wave coming into 17, just as we're getting the numbers are going to start increasing at a huge rate come soon. To at least hit the targets, what people are projecting, even the lowest metric of going from, I think it's 7 or 8 billion going to at least to the 28 billion mark. And depending what analysts you talk to, some say 20, some say as high as I've heard 40, 45 now, billion devices there are going to be out there. So it's definitely a change in dynamics and by hundreds of percent growth for the number of devices that we've seen.
That's an excellent point. So with that exponential adoption of, you know, all these connected devices, and I think one of the big challenges is that, you know, if it's like an IoT sensor or other IoT type device, a lot of times they have very limited compute power. And sometimes their firmware is insecure, essentially almost by design. The security posture of the device is kind of having a direct link as being, you know, potentially the weakest link in your environment. So in addition to doing the asset management and the inventory, are there things that you should be looking at you know, how do we, you know, either restrict the capabilities of these endpoints, or how do we limit their abilities to have an impact on our networks?
That's exactly right. And the point is, you know, what you're doing is, you know, you're locking down that the castle, you know, batching down all the hatches and so forth, the doors. But then again, you're having these, you know, huge number of IoT devices, which, like you said, by design, don't have security implemented. And those that do, it's going to be very primitive because of course, security requires processing power, you know, more expensive CPUs. When you go to market, is to go to market more quickly in a cheaper fashion? Are you going to have the CPUs that could run this more enhanced security? Obviously not. You know, are you going to be designing things to even think about security from the beginning? No, because go to market is, I'll go to market and I'll secure it later. And that's what's sort of catching up with us now. And it's now getting people's attention because the attack surface is so huge and could be tens of millions to billions that people are getting worried now and seeing that there has to be some form of way to monitor this.
That's a great point. And also, I think the variety of information that some of these IoT devices can collect varies widely. So are there any concerns, or should people be concerned with, you know, the implementation of GDPR coming shortly, especially, you know, from a European point of view?
Data privacy is always an issue. Of course it should be. But, you know, you got to think about what actually makes up data or what would make it private. So I've got, you know, these blips, you know, coming through this IoT device. Let's say it's a heart monitor. You know, this one says 70, this one says 75, this one's 70, 72. It doesn't mean anything. First of all, I don't know what that is. Or even if I did, it says embedded would be a heart monitor for this beat. Really, when it becomes private is when I can tie that back to an individual. So now, you know, okay, I know the heartbeat. I know now who is it. That's where the problem becomes. How much do you keep? How much do you anonymize? You know, what do you aggregate? Because as long as you can't tie it back to an individual, obviously, I think GDPR won't be an issue. A lot of these things, I don't know, will be. I think they're collecting data significantly smaller than these huge packets that would have all this data each individual time. Like to them, it could be some sort of reading in some remote location, and it could be either a zero or one or very smaller, let's say two or three digits. Temperature readings, maybe pressure readings, things like this. I don't think it's going to be a huge amount of information from them.
That's also a great point. So as we start looking at our overall organization that say, you know, IoT is kind of like cloud, it's here to stay, it's going to continue to evolve, but how do we start making security or driving security as being, you know, forefront to get it into the IoT community rather than an afterthought?
I think it's happening. I think just the whole thing in itself, I think, you know, going up to how just significant cybersecurity was in the here in politics in the United States for 2016, you know, personally, I've been in the industry over 15 years, and the conversations that I'm seeing this past year shifted. You know, we used to be always constantly working pretty much from the bottom up, getting in and having, you know, brought through the lower management up to finally, you know, doing a proof of concept to selling to the business, to the value owner, to who's actually going to have to spend the money for this solution. But now it's actually things that are happening in the boardroom. You know, they're reading things in their magazines, they're reading things in Wall Street Journal, and I'm ultimately realizing they're legally responsible for all this. And going back to something that you said earlier, which was great, you know, we don't know whether we're being attacked or attacking somebody else. And that's also a key piece, you know, that's sort of been added or come back to us, because it's now that it's not attacking specific vaults, if you will, or attack sites. It's basically, you know, okay, where's my next pivot point from that attack? And that causes other things, right? Now, if you're compromised in that self, maybe you could contain it. But if it already propagated and jumped, you know, how good is your threat and detection and response?
That's a good point. And with, I guess, a huge variety of IoT devices and technology that's available, is this a role for possibly, you know, an additional agentless-based security? Because I know we use a variety of tools. We have agents that we can push to certain things. But again, as you look at usually the compute limitations and the firmware limitations of a lot of these IoT devices, you know, what are some key recommendations that you have in this area of additional means to protect ourselves?
Well, you know, I think they're going to work it out like we talked about. You know, people are concerned about security right now. So before they might have said, you know, it's a cool gadget. And now, well, let's take a step back. Let's look at actually what the security profile is when we have this and how we're going to account for this risk moving forward. And I think there's going to be much better quantification, understanding what it is. And they could push back, because what's going to end up happening is if it really is important to the customer, they're not going to buy that product. And I'm not going to close that deal if security is that big of an issue. And they would hopefully it would come back to a vendor kind of war where one vendor would support it, others might not. And then finally getting them on the bandwagon, yes, it costs money. It costs R&D cycles. It's definitely more labor intensive, you know, with sort of encryptions and things that have to take place for a lot of security. But is it worthwhile? And I think from the number of devices that are out there, from the number of breaches that have been happening, and just projecting moving forward into 17, into 18, I think they'll realize that's just good business.
No, I definitely agree with you. And kind of touch on the point of view of the IoT devices are capable of collecting so much types of information and so much data in general. Do we need to be concerned about, or should organizations be concerned about, where and how is that data being stored? Not just the insecurity of the device. You know, what data is being collected? Where does it live? And who has access to it?
Absolutely. The privacy regulation dictates it, and then they certainly want to know that.
So as we wrap up, what are some key thoughts that you'd like to leave CISOs and fellow security colleagues with on, you know, what to do when thinking about the security of IoT devices?
Well, number one is, like I said, really understand your risk profile and really have a good understanding of your network. And that means basically, you know, what's in your network? Can you say, I know it's connected on my network at this point right now, and here's what it is. So getting that visibility and be able to control these devices, because we need to understand what it is, be able to control it. I mean, these are some of the key things, because we're in the, you know, the early stages of solving this problem. And it, as any problem, we just can't go solving the problem. We need to really understand the problem and gain that visibility to see, you know, what we need to do next. You know, what's our next pivot point? You know, also, you know, don't settle. You know, don't say, oh, that product doesn't do this. Because if, you know, the vendor is able to say that, you know, they're a champion, say, well, they don't do that, which would be some form of security. And the worst thing that happens is that the end user settles. The person would say, okay, fine, we can't have that capability. And right there, that could have been higher security profile or methodology for IoT device. But instead, here we are, and these devices are out in the wild now. It's have our end users had enough, or are they scared enough to realize that they need to push back?
I definitely agree with you. And I think, you know, as we see IoT becoming, it's more than just a fad. It's involved now in everything from fleet management in transportation. It's involved in security applications. It's involved in asset management and, you know, manufacturing. So IoT really is now proliferating, as you mentioned. So I think the security concerns are very, very real. So I want to thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.